The Multicultural Day celebration will soon be coming back to Totem Hall. Hosted in collaboration with the Squamish Valley Elders and the Squamish Multifaith Association, the event aims to bring people together to share music and culture with each other and will be hosted at Totem Hall on February 11 from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. I find it very exciting. I'm really looking forward to it, said Cecilia Donna Billy, the president of the Squamish Multifaith Association, about the event. I know we've touched a lot of hearts that keep coming and listening to us every year. It's a bit like an extended family gathering, said Geraldine Guilfoyle, the secretary of the Squamish Multifaith Association, to which Cecilia agreed. The event began when a group of youth on the Peace Bus, 93, rolled through Squamish in 1993. The Squamish Nation hosted the group and other local churches and religious groups, such as the local Sikh and Baha'i communities, also helped with food and hospitality as well. Friendships were forged and all decided that this coming together to share and celebrate each other's diversity must continue, reads the description of the event. Multicultural Day at Totem Hall was born. For a long time, the event was hosted in July, but just a few years ago, they switched the event to February. More recently, due to the pandemic, they did not host an event in 2021. Last year, they hosted a virtual event, which had a good turnout. But fortunately, the event will be in person just in time for its 30th anniversary. I think it's fantastic that we've made it this far, said Cecilia. And although the event is celebrating its 30th anniversary, there are no plans to stop anytime soon. We want to keep it going, so we have a peaceful world, she said. Now that the event is back in person, Guilfoyle said they may have up to 150 to 200 people. Guilfoyle added that the Howe Sound Women's Center and the Squamish Welcome Center would be collaborating on this year's event, bringing numerous performances each. Also, Cecilia said that a class of local students will also be coming to do a short performance. The event is free for all ages and there will be children's crafts and activities, games, snacks and performances throughout. For more information about the event, please visit squamishmultifaith.org.